Perek Yutes in the Bir Chalkei Chasidus. So he in one of the final sections there, but maybe a few more pages before the end of your chapter, he talks about what it means to fulfill the mitzvah of Av, and he says there's three different parts of this mitzvah. The first is Dveikus. That's what we spoke about last time, which primarily means a constant connection, meaning rising above the natural state of affairs, which is, okay, Hashem, I check in at Shacharis, I check in at Mincha, I check in at Maariv, but making it something which is more concrete and consistent. The Avos were the masters of Dveikus. The Rambam tells us when it comes to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Mor Nevuchim, he says because, you know, being a shepherd, it's pretty good if you want to be a frum Jew. Why? Because when you're a shepherd, it's just you and the sheep. You know, you're out there in the hills, you're out there in the pasture, and you have a lot of time to think. Okay? Nowadays, sometimes you have a lot of time to think, you go crazy. A lot of time to think, you do things you don't want to do. You don't have as an easy time focusing. Okay? But they found a profession that gave them that peace of mind, where they could multitask, and allow them to focus on Hashem. Think about Hashem. My father-in-law is a big skier. Kind of hard, he's over 75. It doesn't stop him from going to Jackson Hole and other sites out west. Those of you who are real skiers, not talking about like, you know, Hunter, you know, Killington people. We're talking about like the real skiers who know where the snow is. Okay, so he comes back from Denver, comes back from Vail. So he, you know, he always has an amazing time. Hashem should give him many years of health to be able to continue his great athletic feats at that age.
Amen.
Thank you. And without fail, though, when he talks about his experiences, he always relates, you know, standing at the top of the mountain, you know, the snow and the trees and the quiet. And he said, like, Hashem's all over the place. Like, you know, it's so easy to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the beauty of nature. And it's true. If anyone's spent time in nature with their eyes open, you can feel that, right? So that's what the Avos accomplished. They were shepherds, and one reason that they were shepherds was because it gave them that chance to feel their surroundings and to feel Hashem in their surroundings. And it's something, you know, when you live in Washington Heights, you got a lot of surroundings over here. True, yeah, wow. True. But, you know, they're not always surroundings that make it easy, you know, especially when there's sound in your surroundings. You know, I don't know if salsa, was, you know, from Dominican Republic, was the same tune the Levim sang to, you know, in the base of Migdash when they bring the Karbanos. But you have to work a little harder to see the nature and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the nature. Okay, moving on to number two, though. Hasheni wa simcha. You can't fulfill the mitzvah of Avos Hashem without simcha. Okay, this is very important. This is very important also to start the semester. If you guys remember, those who were here with us a year ago, we started with a similar theme. We read the Ali Shur. About Yemei Ha'ava and Yemei Ha'sina. The life is a roller coaster. A person has to go into life knowing there's going to be ups and downs, because then when you know that you're on the low points, but there's enough momentum there, right? I don't know who did the roller coasters at American Dream a few weeks ago, but you know, the first time I was on a roller coaster in a long time with my kids. My kid said, "Abi, have to just go on one ride with us. You know, just one ride. Okay, fine. You pick the ride. I don't care what it is. Pick the craziest ride." Luckily, they're young enough. They didn't pick the shredder. You know, like I totally would have. You know, whatever. It would have been bad. That and the teacups. I can't handle the teacups. Okay, but you know, when you're on a roller coaster, so you feel that experience of, like, you know, you have those long slow climbs, like. It's moving slowly, so like you're safe, but you know what's about to happen, right? But when you go down, you know, if you think about the physics of a roller coaster, you know, there's you don't need to come and refill for gas every time, you know, there's new passengers in it. Why? Because there's a little electricity that's driving the tracks, but most of it is just the momentum, like the kinetic energy, right? What keeps you in your seat, you know, when you do a loop is just the fact that you're moving fast enough. Right, and by the time you get back to you know, to regular travel, so to speak, you know, it's over, right? So a lot of it is just the momentum. When you go down like a steep slope on the roller coaster, there's enough energy just in that decline and the gravity to get you to come right back up. So the same thing is true in our experiences, our Yiddishkeit, and even our learning. There's going to be low points, but you should know that built into your downward descent is enough momentum to pick you up at the other end. And if you expect it, instead of like getting to the bottom and like, you know, like you never want to be on a roller coaster where like you get over here and like up and then up, didn't quite make it up to the top, then you're like going back and forth like the pirate ship ride, you know, like that would be very depressing. Like if you just get stuck in the middle, right? But that's what Hashem says. Like, don't worry. That's not going to... If you choose when you're at that low point to just throw in the towel, so you're done. You're never going to get back up again. Push it. But if you have confidence that, you know, this too shall pass, and we can get back up again, you keep riding the wave, then you'll make it up again. And you won't have missed out on the opportunity that was waiting for you when you make that rise, because you didn't give up when you were at the low point. So simcha is so important. Hashem, you are simcha. You have to have a positive attitude. Ikra godo bavoda. It is an ikra godo, right? Ikra godo means it's like a key component of being a yid. Umash David Mazir of Omer, Ivdu Hashem b'simcha, bowl of fun and banana, right? Everyone knows that pasuk. Everyone knows the song. You have to serve Hashem b'simcha. You have to come, bowl of fun and banana, right? That's obviously David HaMelech is not simply repeating himself. Ivdu Hashem b'simcha, yeah, Yosef, what's the difference? You serve Hashem b'simcha, and then bowl of fun and banana. He also adds, bowl of fun means you come before him with a sense of celebration. You walk into the room, there's already a Zev saying, Rebbe, wow, it's so great to see you, right? You have to come into the room. If you say, okay, I got it, Rabbi, I have to be b'simcha, so I'm going to sit in my seat, and when you tell a good joke, you know, then I'll start smiling, you know? When you get us pumping into the sugya, so then I'll... No, you walk into the room already on fire. That's going to, you know, don't wait for me. Don't wait for someone to wave a magic wand and you know, every Eitan, you know what, you just come back from Eretz Yisrael. You know what it's like to have those days where your mom is, you're feeling it, right? You have those tefillahs, you have those days where it's just like it's going the way it's supposed to be going, right? There's days where it's not like that, but you know what that feeling is. So you have to imagine that bowl of fun and banana, walk into the room with that picture in your head of what it looks like when you're at your best and when the learning is going the way it should be. And have... Enter the room like that. Don't come in like, Thursday morning, like I'm, you know, like I just got to make it till Shabbos. If you go in with that, then your day is just going to be, it's just going to drag. You know, like that's not the attitude. Bowl of fun and banana. Before the game even starts, you get there with your jersey on and the orange foam hand ready to cheer on your team, right? Then you're going to experience, then you have a good time at the game. Omer v'tzadikim yismu yalzul fnei hakim v'yasisu b'simcha. A tzadik is someone who is rejoicing. He's happy. He's feeling it. Omer Rabbi Sinizal ein hashchina shor el mitos simcha shel mitzvah. Chazal tell us that the simcha shel mitzvah is when you bring down the shechina. Right. That's why we before we even daven Shemon Esrei, we start with a kapitel tehillim. Right. Mincha so short. Right. But we have an ashrei there. Right. Ashrei yoshvei v'yisecha. You pick up your spirits. Pick up your spirits with a paragraph of Torah, of Tehillim. Because that's what's going to bring down the Shekhinah. That's why, by the way, the Rambam tells us, it's Mefushim Psukim. If you learn Navi, when people were training to be a Navi, right? When people wanted to reach the level of the Nevuah, what do? All Tehillim didn't always exist. It was before that. They played music, right? They played music. They had a kumzitz. You know, like you, everyone knows. Like if you get the emotions flowing, if you get the simcha going, you're gonna feel that excitement. And not only that, but that's what brings the shechina down, simcha. Al pasuk shezacharim l'mayla idu hashem b'simcha. Amr medrash amr rabbi evo k'shatia omer l'spal yelibcha sameach alecha shatam espal elkim she'in kayotzibo. Wow. When you go like bowl of fun and bernana, listen to these words. Amr rabbi evo, when you stand up to daven, your heart should be happy, knowing that you are before Hashem, she'in kayotzer. There's no one else like Hashem. There's nothing else like that experience of being with Hashem. Let that inspire your tefillah. Let that be the mindset that picks up your spirits and your attitude. Kizosi simcha mitis. That's what true simcha is about. Real simcha should stem from knowing that you're doing something that few people have the privilege to do. Knowing that Hashem is giving you the attention that you are privy to, that only a few people, only the Jews, only people who tap into it can experience. Because again, when you've had those positive experiences before, you know what it's like, and there's people who can never, ever access that. So be happy that you have that opportunity. If you're sitting in this room, you realize that your connection to Torah mitzvos is what gives you a unique way to be a wholesome, complete individual, and with everlasting benefits. And that's why we invest so much time and effort into Judaism. When I'm in Hashem's inner chamber, that's when I feel the simcha. The more the person gets that inner access, the more that you get closer, the more you'll feel that simcha, the more you'll feel that internal happiness. And that's what the pasuk means when it says, Yismach Yisrael Ba'osav Benitzino Gil B'malkam. We'll close with this pasuk and the story. We've told the story before, but Yismach Yisrael Ba'osav. Notice when the pasuk in Tehillim, this is David HaMelech, right? The master of song, the master of feeling close to Hashem. Yismach Yisrael Ba'osav. Wouldn't you be happy? Be happy with Ba'osav, with your creator. Benitzion Yagil B'malkam. Rejoice with your king. What he's saying is, where you feel that greatest degree of simcha is when you're feeling the closeness to Hashem, right? When you feel like you have that unique access, that's when you smile. I told you a story a few months ago about the guy who was in the shir a bunch of years ago who had the shiloh for Shechter, and I had to drag him down the block to sit down with the Shechter. Like, no, it's like the question is such a silly question. I can't take up his time. You know, like he's too important. I'm too. What? I said, just sit down, talk to him, and the answer. He got the answer to his question in about 30 seconds. Then Rosh Hashanah spent the next 5 minutes schmoozing with him, giving him some advice, just making him feel like, I'm happy you came to talk to me. You know, I'm happy that you spent the time and I got to meet you. You know, just like Rosh Hashanah was just like being a person, being the person who he is, Oliv Yisrael, who likes just making people feel like they're you know, they're worth something. And a guy walked away feeling like $1 million. That's a person who feel that with Hashem also. The Yismach Hashem, Yismach Yisrael Ba'osav, that sometimes when you pour out your troubles to Hashem, you feel good afterwards that somebody's listening, that Hashem is listening. Knowing that Hashem is listening, that's where simcha comes from. And the more that you do your mitzvos and your Torah with that cognizance of where you are, and like we said, if du es Hashem b'simcha, before whom you are coming, it's a very rewarding experience that you can bring in on other days that you don't feel that way. Bowl of fauna bernana, walk into the room ready to go with the knowledge that potential is there.
Okay.